worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Verses 16 to 20, Matthew chapter 28. Then looking in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kandaki, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk along beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Verses 26 through 40, Acts chapter 8. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege you've given to each of us as your children, in that you called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. You've called us all to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've called us into your army, but also you've commissioned each and every one of us to be missionaries in the world, going forward to carry out the work you've called us to individually and collectively. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would empower us to grow in our understanding of the fact that we're all called to be both mission-minded and missionaries in the truest sense of the world, simply carrying out the work you've called us each to do. Cause the fire of your Holy Spirit to burn brightly upon us as we carry that work out, and use that fire to help us to faithfully carry out all the call of God upon our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit and our call to ministry. Father, thank you so much that in your grand plan, you called us to be your hands and feet of spreading the gospel and of loving as you've loved us. And Father, I just ask today that we would learn more about what it means to walk in your Holy Spirit, about what it means that you are already active and moving, Father, I know that in that story, you already knew who needed to be ministered to, how, when, where, and you guided the church to where they needed to be to love as you have loved us, so that you could love them too. And Father, I just ask that you'd grow us more in that in these moments. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you that we're just a few weeks away from our spring share-a-thon, and we are in the process of gathering stories now to play during our spring share-a-thon, stories that help share how the Lord and how the Holy Spirit is reaching through the American Family Radio Network to bless and encourage believers and to bless them in their lives. We're hoping to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio in your life to bless you, to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, to encourage you and your family, again, we do want to hear from you. We'd like to hear your AFR story. It could be a blessing and encouragement to others. And also, you just might hear your testimony during our spring share-a-thon. You can call and share for a minute or two. And the number to call is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. We'll be glad to look for, we'll look forward to hearing from you, calling in and sharing your listener testimony, whatever that might be. Just a reminder, keep in mind, we like to share with our listeners some of the prayer tools that we provide. The Kingdom Prayers prayer tool that has about a dozen Bible-based prayers in it. The Lord's Prayer, the Prayer of Jabez, praying the Ten Commandments, the Psalm 91, and others as well. I found in many, many, many years of ministry that everybody can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life. So if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers number 2, we'll be glad to get it to you. Just email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. We'd like to encourage you to pray all the prayers found there actually on a daily basis, but especially two in particular. Praying the prayer of Jabez is a wise thing because remember, every day you pray that prayer, God will answer it. And it helps us to become more and more fruitful vessels in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Let's take time to do that now. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are a part of our listening family. And thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Father, bless each and every one of us this day. Indeed, expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then another one that we really would encourage you to pray daily for yourself and your family is Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a wonderful and a unique gift and weapon in Scripture that we're wise to pray daily in view of the fact that we live in a dangerous, crazy world. And in this dangerous world, no one can protect us like the Lord can. Let's take time to do that even now. Lord, thank you for all those, again, that are part of our listening family. Thank you for all those who've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And again, praying that daily is just a very, very wise step and approach for each and every believer in all of the world. We are very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Pastor Ashley Goad. She's the pastor of missions at the Woodlands Methodist Church. And I'm correct in Houston, Texas, is that right?
Northwest Houston. We're just about 30 minutes from downtown.
All right. Well, Pastor Ashley, thank you for being with us today. And I want to ask if you'll take a few moments to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about the missions work of the Woodlands Methodist Church as well.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today, Pastor Joseph. This is quite the honor. My name is Ashley Goad, and I am the pastor of missions at the Woodlands Methodist Church, and I have been there a solid 8 months. But I came, I spent the last 11 years in Shreveport, Louisiana. They hired me there as the at First Methodist Church of Shreveport. They hired me as their global mission director, and then I grew into one of their associate pastors, was still focusing on missions. And missions has always held a special place in my heart. I feel like God called me to the mission field very early. And as a 16-year-old, I went on my first mission trip to Mexico. I think many folks in the 90s did mission trips to Mexico. And but one thing that I realized very quickly was that missions meant something a little different to me. Missions was something for me that I equated to a relationship, that God was calling me into a relationship with like-minded people around the world. And so I fell in love with the Reyes family in Matamoros, Mexico, the pastor and his wife and kids. And they had such an impact on me. I was able to learn so much from them and from their culture and how they saw Jesus. And as I got older and after I graduated university, I ended up moving to Mexico City to serve with Pastor Reyes' daughter and her husband and their kids. And that just really taught me about what it meant to live in community and share the gospel of Christ, living in your daily walk. And that's when the word abide became such a big word to me. So I've taken this word to abide, to dwell, to remain in Christ. And I think that's one of God's greatest callings to us, is to abide in Him and to abide in others. And so what we've tried to do throughout all of my missions work is to really think about how is it that we abide with Christ and how we abide with others, and making that the central theme and central theology in our missions ministry. So now that I've been at the Woodlands for a solid 8 months, I love everything about it. When they hired me, one of the things that they kept saying, the phrases that they would use, was missions is the heartbeat of our church. And so this was a church plant. It's almost been 50 years. They'll celebrate their 50th anniversary in 2028. And for them, missions meant that everything they did came from a missional mindset of how do they abide and unite the world of Christ, unite the body of Christ around the world. And for them, that's looked a lot like theological educating. How do they support theological institutions all around the world with scholarships for pastoral leaders, and so knowing that you can train up someone in their own context and culture to be the source of great love and great joy and great discipleship for their communities. So that's a big portion of the missions mindset of our church, is how do we train leaders around the world to spread the name of Jesus and bring the kingdom of God here on earth. And of course, also we do medical missions and other compassion ministries, working with widow and children's and that kind of thing. And it's been such a joy to be able to be in this new place. Like I said, the Woodlands is so focused on missions and missions being the heartbeat that we have 146 mission partners. And so it's been such a joy to see how God is using faithful disciples all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to pick up on the other side of the break and give you the chance also to pray for our listeners that they receive what the Lord wants them to receive through the broadcast. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope.
Music of Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ashley Goad. She's the pastor of the Pastor of Missions at the Woodlands Methodist Church in Houston, Texas. Pastor Ashley, as we begin this segment, would you take time to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them about the topics we'll be addressing today?
Oh, yes, yes. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving God, oh, you are the one who speaks so much life, so much truth, so much grace into our hearts. And so today we ask you to quiet the distractions, to calm the noise, to prepare us to hear your voice. So open our ears to listen, not just to words, but to the whisper of your Spirit. May we receive what you desire for us to hear. So remove anything in us that resists your truth and soften our hearts to be shaped by your wisdom. Let your word take root in us and bring transformation, a renewal, and a deeper love for you and for others to us. Lord, today we don't want to just hear, but we want to understand. We don't want to just listen, but we want to obey. So speak, O Lord, speak to us, for your servants are listening. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ashley. I want to mention something in relation to some of what you shared. You know, to every single listener, I think in the truest sense of the word, it's so helpful for us as believers to understand that every one of us is genuinely called to be a missionary in the truest sense of the word. And I think of this, that, for example, we live in a culture whereby it's very common that churches will often sponsor members of their church to go on mission trips. And that's a great thing. For many people, that's a life-changing experience when they do that. But, you know, I think of interesting that how that, like, sometimes a person from in our culture, they may go on a missions trip and they may end up sleeping on the floor, eating strangely, having all sorts of strange kind of sacrificial things they do on the mission trip, and they consider it a great experience. But then when they come back home, they think, well, I'm glad that's over. I don't want to do that anymore, you know, because they may feel like it's too much sacrifice. Couldn't do that for a lifestyle. Now, they may not say that with their mouths, but they may be thinking that. Whereas in the truest sense of the word, we're called to be missionaries actually all the time. Would you sort of expound on that?
Right. And it's so funny that you mentioned that, because I've just gone through a whole training of training videos for folks that want to serve on mission trips. And what I've asked them through that training time is, what if they reframe the way they think about missions? Because I think people, like just like you said, that they want to help people in need, or maybe they want to use their skills, or maybe they just want to travel, or maybe they feel called. But what if they, instead of thinking that a mission trip is about something that you do, that a mission trip is about who you become? Because I think that it's during this time that we're outside of our comfort zone that God can use that time to remake us and mold us and to teach us, because we're in a way that we can listen. And I think that that's the underlying message of how God calls us, that when we think about Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he calls us to Jerusalem, he calls us to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And he doesn't call us missionaries, he calls us witnesses, and that we're witnessing to the love of Christ, and we're witnessing to how Christ has transformed us and changed us. And when he calls us to be witnesses, he doesn't just call us to go to the ends of the earth, but he calls us to cultivate that act of storytelling of how God has been transformative in our lives, and he calls us to do it in our homes, and in our communities, in our churches, across the railroad tracks, and that witnessing is a way of life. And another word I use for that, I've used it a couple of times, and you used it in your prayer too, Pastor Joseph, was abiding. It's the sense of rooting ourselves in God's presence and in God's truth and God's love, that we trust in His wisdom even when that path is unclear, and we rest in His grace, and we strive for understanding, not for approval of others, but understanding who Christ is. And so we take that rootedness in Christ, that abiding in Christ, and we abide with others so that we walk alongside them. We treat them with patience and love and presence, even in difficult seasons. We listen, we support, and we create that space for authentic relationship. And we choose to be with people as opposed to being doers. This instead of judging and doing, God calls us to be human beings, not human doings. So how do we abide with others and treat this as relationship? So that's why I think that missions really is the true center of discipleship.
Mm. You know, you've said a lot in just those few words you just mentioned, and I think of this very important truth in relation to what you shared. You know, the Holy Spirit is the key to everything in the Christian life. We're to live a lifestyle of listening, a lifestyle of just saying, Lord, what would you have us to do? I go back to the passage we read earlier about Philip, and you know, of course, Philip, a great missionary, but at the same time, that powerful story in Scripture is not so much meant for us to think, well, what a great, great missionary he was. He listened to God. God told him what to do, and he did it. He's an example. Just like so much of Scripture is God's wanting to teach us, this is how you follow me. You listen to the Spirit of God who will speak to you in the moment, in the situation, for the day, for the week, sometimes in situations for a lifetime. God is calling us to listen to what he says by his word and his spirit, and do it. To listen and do. And in a sense, that's the heart of missions. You listen to God, go where he tells you to go, and do what he tells you to do. Would you share further thoughts about that?
Yes, I was even going to say, Acts chapter 8, I was in that this morning, Pastor Joseph. When you mentioned it at the beginning, I got so excited. I was reading that passage this morning, and I thought to myself, I think we often do see ourselves as Philip, that we seek to share our wisdom, that God is calling us, so we want to share our wisdom and we want to go and do. But I wonder if God is also calling us to be the eunuch who is so eager to learn. He said, how can I understand unless somebody explains it to me? So what if we, whether we're entering a different culture or a different community or a different context, we might assume that we are Philip that's bringing the answers, but what if it's we who need to learn? What if it's that we are the ones that should be asking, help me understand, show me your perspective, and teach me what you believe God is doing here and God is doing in your life. I think often, I read it in a book when I was working on my research, my dissertation, it was this little quote that I've carried with me, that without listening, there's only selfish giving. So what if we consistently go into whatever situation that God is calling us into with this spirit of humility and this spirit of listening, so that we can listen in love? Because I think that says to whoever we're sitting across the table from, you matter, that your experiences matter and your wisdom matters too, and we treat the other person as an equal. I just love that you brought up that passage, Pastor Joseph.
Would you take time now specifically to pray for what you just mentioned, specifically that believers, that we would learn to live in a listening mode, listening to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, but also that we would always be teachable, always wide open to what God is saying to us by His Spirit and through His servants as well.
Yes, yes. Let's pray. Oh, God, teach us to listen. Oh, Father, we confess that too often we enter any situation we're in, whether it's the mission field or whether it's in a family discussion or wherever you call us into, that we enter it with answers instead of ears to listen, with strategies instead of surrender. But you, Jesus, the Word made flesh, you first dwelt among us before you spoke. So God, teach us to abide in you and to listen before we act, to love before we lead. God, you teach us in John chapter 15, verse 5, you say, apart from me, you can do nothing. So remind us that missions is not about what we bring, but how we stay connected to you, how we abide in you. May we be slow to speak and quick to listen, hearing the heart that cries of those who we serve. May our mission work and may our daily lives be less about solving and more about seeing, less about fixing and more about fellowship. Humble us, God. Humble our spirits. Make us teachable and moldable that we may kneel before you and before our neighbors, learning from them as we love them. Come, Holy Spirit, make us listeners. Make us attentive to you. Make us attentive to others. Make us attentive to the whispers of grace in unexpected places. Teach us, O Lord. Teach us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Ashley, something I think of that I want to share in order to be kind of instructive and of encouragement to our listeners is this. God speaks to all of his children every day.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the main way whereby God speaks to us, of course, is through his word. But he speaks a whole lot by his Holy Spirit as well. And literally, the Holy Spirit speaks to all believers every day. Now, sometimes we may not recognize it as the voice of God, but God does speak to all of his children every day. God speaks to sinners sometimes, too. But the reality is God clearly speaks to his children. But I think of this, that too often we're not paying close enough attention and we can miss things that God is calling us to do, directing us to do in the moment. A small thing, just like ask the person in line in the grocery store in front of you, how can I pray for you? And too often what may happen is, this is not an appropriate place to pray. No, I'm not going to pray for them. And how sad that we can tell God no thousands of times every day. Now, people might say, can you tell God no? People do it every day. But our job is to be wide open and listening, because missions can be in another country and they can be in the grocery line at Walmart as well. Our job is to listen and obey. Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to be your vessels. More and more, teach us and empower us to be vessels that lean on your Holy Spirit heavily every single day. Lord, thank you for the wonderful example we have in you, our Lord and Savior Jesus, who did it perfectly. Lord, though we may not do it perfectly, help us to perfect that more and more with every passing day. Help us to grow more and more, to learn to lean upon him, to listen, to expect to hear his voice, and to ask to hear it as well. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, Pastor Ashley, I think of this, that in my own life, my wife Birdie and I, as I've shared with you, the Lord led us to start a mobile medical pregnancy ministry in the Mississippi Delta. And I use this as an example that any one of us can decide, well, Lord, I'm already doing your work. I can't do that. But the reality is God will call us to do multiple things, but the fact is we can't do any of them except in his wisdom and in his strength. But the fact is, we need to be in a listening mode, because sometimes God will call us to do multitasking in many ways. And we're not supposed to tell God no. Our response is to be, Lord, yes, Lord, but show me how. Teach me how. Help me to do it. Rather than no. And sometimes, you know, we don't tell him no with our mouth. We just tell him no with our actions. We just think, I can't do that. And we don't. So would you share your thoughts on that?
I think you're absolutely right. I You know, I look to Jesus as my ultimate example for everything. And, you know, Jesus left his heavenly home and came here, and God sent him as the ultimate missionary. And I always look to him for the love that he came with, the compassion that he came with, and how he treated every person in front of him as the most important person in the world. And so just like you said, in whatever situation we find ourselves in, we have the opportunity to shine the light of Christ and do show his love in every step of the way. So I think that we all have that calling to go out and to make disciples, to share his love and joy and compassion with everyone.
I'm going to jump in right there. We'll pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest is Pastor Ashley Goad, the pastor of missions, the Woodlands Methodist Church. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise. And the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Like a river running wild, like a never-ending fire. Where the Spirit, it's your name that tears down walls, and every enemy will fall. So we will stand.
The Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ashley Goad. She's the pastor of missions at the Woodlands Methodist Church in Houston, Texas. And Ashley, if you'll pick up where you left off, you were sharing about the idea of how, though as believers, sometimes we can be obeying God in one area, but sometimes he may be calling us to do something else. And in our humanness, sometimes we may think, well, God, that's too much, that's too tough. But further thoughts or ideas about that?
Right. I was talking about, you know, just Jesus being the ultimate missionary and learning who he is and praying always to make us more like him. There's a prayer that I say often, and it says something like this of, Make me, O Lord, make me, O Lord, like you. Give me the hands to serve without seeking recognition. Give me the feet to go where others will not. Give me a heart that loves without condition. And let me carry the fragrance of Christ, a sweet aroma of grace wherever we go. And I think that that's something that we can all pray together of that sweet fragrance, that sweet aroma of God's grace, that we can carry that with us no matter where we are. We don't have to go to Iraq. We don't have to go to Africa. We don't have to leave the community. But God is calling us that wherever we are planted, that we spread that sweet aroma of Christ and give that grace to this world. I think we're so desperate for hope everywhere we are that we have the opportunity to share that sweet grace, that sweet compassion, that sweet love wherever we go. I was meeting with one of our mission partners yesterday, and just like you, Pastor Joseph, she too saw her heart was broken by unwed mothers and for those that were carrying children without families, like they didn't have families. And I met with her yesterday, and she had started this home and just had taken in unwed mothers and were helping them get back up on their feet to raise their children. And what a gift, what a calling. God broke her heart about a certain situation. And even though she was scared, even though she didn't have the resources, she followed with obedience that call, and she has been the sweet aroma, fragrance of God, showing the light of Christ, this great love to the women of North Conroe. And so I'm just so thankful for so many faithful, obedient disciples all over our community, all over our nation, all over our world who are seeking to be just like Jesus and be the ultimate missionaries.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Ashley, would you take time now to pray for the church as a whole and pastors in particular, that more and more that pastors and churches would become so much more mission-minded in line with the call of the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Oh, Holy Spirit, I pray that you will awaken our church, that you will wake us up, that we are not a people called to comfort, but we are called to the commission, that great commission you gave to us in Matthew chapter 28. We're not saved to sit, but we are saved to be sent. So stir within us a holy discontent so that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let your church rise, oh God. Let it rise, not in power, but in service. Not in pride, but in humility. And may we be a people who move at the impulse of your Spirit, who go where you send us, who give beyond what is easy, and who love beyond what is convenient. May our lives proclaim that there is no greater name than Jesus. Because, and God, we long for a revival, not for our sake, but for your sake. So breathe upon all of these dry bones in your church. Call the prodigals home. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. May we be a city on a hill, Lord. May we be a city on a hill, a lamp that will not be hidden. God, we're here, and we're ready. So send us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, to thank you and I praise you for every single listener. And Lord, again, for every single one of us, set us on fire anew with the spirit of missions, Lord. Empower us to be mission-minded and to live in such a way that we have a yes, Lord, attitude whenever your Holy Spirit directs us to do whatever it might be he's directing us to do. Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, that like we learn from the parable of the Good Samaritan, the world is full of people who've been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead in so many ways. Help us to never be like the priest and the Levite who pass, for whatever reason, pass them by on the other side, but help us to have ears to hear so that we'll respond with your heart to a hurting world and responding wisely and correctly. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Well, Pastor Ashley, if someone is listening and they're wanting to learn more about some of the mission projects that the Woodlands Methodist Church does there in Houston, Texas, or they just want to come visit your church, tell them how they could do that.
Absolutely. The easiest way to find us is we are the Woodlands Methodist Church in the Woodlands, Texas, 2200 Lake Woodlands Drive in the Woodlands, Texas. You can find us on the internet at twmc.org. That's the Woodlands Methodist Church.org, so twmc.org. On the website, you can find all of our service times. We have four campuses and four different locations. At the Woodlands campus, we have four different venues. We worship in Spanish and in English. We have all different types of venues that you can come and meet God and worship his holy name. We would love for anyone to come and worship with us. Our missions are also on the website. You just have to go to the upper right corner, click on missions, and you'll find all about our 146 partners and ways that you can serve and get plugged in. So we hope anyone listening will join us.
Is there possibly like a church email whereby, like if someone listening is wanting maybe to email you and ask you questions or learn more about some of the things that you do or that your church does, is there a church email you're able to share?
Sure. Well, actually, you could just go on the website, upper right-hand corner, and it pops down to staff, and you can find my name, Ashley Goad, on the staff page. And right there, it will say, click to send an email, and you are more than welcome to find me that way, to send me an email, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Amen. Amen. You know, something I like to encourage and challenge believers to do, and we touched on it a little bit earlier, but I think every believer is wise to pray the prayer of Jabez every day and also the prayer of Isaiah. I think both of them would be what you could call kingdom prayers or missionary prayers as well. In the prayer of Jabez, we're praying the four requests. Lord, bless me indeed, expand my territory, cause your hand to be mightily upon me, keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. That's a beautiful prayer that God will answer every single day. And one of the reasons he'll answer it every single day we pray it is because God is looking for people that want to be used. And sadly, you have many a believer that may kind of, with their actions, say, God, I'm too busy now. I don't need anything else on my plate. But when we pray and ask to be used more, God will do that. And the prayer of Isaiah, found in Isaiah chapter 6 as well, where Isaiah, God allows him to step into a vision of heaven and basically says, here am I, Lord, send me. What a wonderful prayer for us to pray daily, because again, God is looking for people that want to be used, and he will use us. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be wise enough to pray prayers like the prayer of Jabez and the prayer of Isaiah every single day. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Pastor Ashley, our time is almost gone. Any last words of encouragement or insight that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I love that you closed with Isaiah, because one of my favorite prayers to say every day is, here I am, Lord, send me. Send me to the weary, send me to the broken, send me to the lost, send me to the nations. I am yours, my hands and my feet and my heart, they are yours. So wherever you lead, I will follow. Wherever you ask, I will do. Here I am, Lord, I will go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a good prayer to pray, by a prayer for any believer to pray. Now, to be honest, for many people, that's a scary prayer to pray. At least they would think it would be. So, but the reality is, to follow God's calling is a blessing and an honor. It often will be challenging, but the reality is, there's no better place to be than in the will of God. And so may we strive to do that every single day. Well, again, thank you so much, Pastor Ashley, for being with us. And how would you ask people to pray for you and the missions department there at a Woodland Methodist Church?
Yes, thank you for that. I pray that we remain obedient to God, that we remain in his spirit, and that we continue to just follow his will. So pray for strength and pray for God to go before us and for him to be our light so that we follow good.
Amen. Amen. Now, just real briefly before we end our time, I think of Dr. Bruce Wilkinson, who wrote the book, The Prayer of Jabez. Now, The Prayer of Jabez is found in the Bible, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, but he wrote a book about it. But he shared an instance where he was on a plane trying to finish a book, and he was hoping to not get interrupted because he was thinking, God, I'm writing this book for you. Please don't let me get interrupted. But then someone got on the plane, actually was a drunk gentleman, and he was thinking, Lord, I'm hoping, and surely he's not going to sit by me. He sat right by him. And he reluctantly prayed, Lord, send me to do your will. And sure enough, this man turned to him and basically asked him, are you a priest? Come to find out, this man had seen his best friend get killed, and he wanted to be saved, and he had the chance to lead him to Christ. Well, the issue there is, it's easy for us to decide, well, God, surely you want me to finish the book. But sometimes God will change our important agendas to more important agendas at the moment. And we need to live to be wide open to that. So, again, important encouragement to be mindful of as it relates to that. So, well, again, Pastor Ashley, thank you so much for being with us today. And it is our hope that we can get you back again sometime to share more about the great work and probably expound a little bit more on some of the mission projects that you all do then as well, okay?
Sure, absolutely, anytime.
All right, share your website one more time again.
Yep, twmc.org, TWMC, like the Woodlands Methodist Church.org.
All right, and to all of our listeners, please pray much for Pastor Ashley Goad and the work of the Woodlands Methodist Church, as well as all their missions projects. Your prayers are very much appreciated. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today, and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow and obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely would like to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and put roots down deep. We do want to be in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Please, please get in touch so we can be in touch with you. Pastor Ashley, again, thanks so much for being with us. One more time, share the website for the Woodlands Methodist Church, please.
TWMC.org. TWMC.org.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for the ministry of the American Family Association, American Family Radio, and pray for the ministry of the Woodlands Methodist Church as well, and that of Pastor Ashley. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.